Hey everybody. So today I want to talk about the dystopia. Are we in a dystopia? And if we are, what kind of dystopia is this? Remember when you were a kid and you thought the future would be an amazing utopia? I don't know where we got that idea. Probably from some deranged optimism injected into Saturday morning cartoons between commercials for sugar-coated ADHD. We thought we'd have flying cars, cities in the sky, smart robot dogs, jetpacks, etc. What we got instead is Instagram filters, Bluetooth-enabled refrigerators, and targeted ads for depression medication that somehow knows exactly when you've given up. So, welcome to the dystopia. Sorry, no flying cars. Just anxiety, microplastics in our brains, and endless subscriptions to things you forgot you signed up for. Our dystopia isn't the cool kind. It's not cinematic. No cyborg rebellions. No flaming guitars strapped to war rigs. So let's rewind a bit. Dystopia isn't a new word, but lately it's everywhere. Like Cal in 2014 and podcasts about mindfulness. The term dystopia comes from literature. It's basically a fictional society where everything's gone wrong, but in a structured, horrifyingly well-organized way. Think Orwell's 1984, Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, Huxley's Brave New World. They all said the future might suck, and the world said, nah, that's just fiction. Fast forward, and here we are, tracking our heart rate on smartwatches while billionaires try to colonize Mars and minimum wage workers pee in bottles to meet quotas. If Orwell had a TikTok, he'd be sobbing into a ring light. So, what makes a dystopia, anyways? Oh, well, let's break it down. A true dystopia usually includes surveillance. Check. You're literally carrying your own tracker in your pocket. And no, it's not listening, it's absorbing. A true dystopia also includes authoritarian control. Maybe not overt, but try not paying your taxes and see how free you feel. It also includes a loss of individuality. Hello, algorithm. You liked one cottagecore reel, and now your entire identity is soft lighting and sourdough starters. Another thing would be propaganda. Ever watch a car commercial and wonder if it was written by a cult? Buy this SUV and escape your dead marriage in the mountains. I think dystopia today, it doesn't come with jackboots in state-run news. Comes with curated content, engineered dopamine hits, and a crippling fear of being unproductive. So let's talk about utopia, that other buzzword, the supposed opposite of dystopia, the land of eternal bliss, equality, abundance, and zero personality. Utopias are just dystopias that went to therapy and lied to their therapist. Ever notice how every utopia eventually becomes a horror show? No struggle, no desire, no meaning. Just enforced happiness and gluten-free totalitarianism. The truth is, the idea of a perfect world is really just another kind of control. A toxically positive dictatorship where you're punished for being sad. Can't sleep? Must be your mindset. Feeling anxious? Manifest harder. System failing? No, no, it's you. You're not trying hard enough to be happy. Utopias gaslight you. Dystopias just insult your intelligence. I'll take the insult, thanks. I think our dystopia is just annoying. So, what does our modern dystopia actually look like? It's not dramatic, it's tedious. It's getting an email titled, "We value your feedback," after being fired. Filling out a 17-page online form for healthcare and getting denied because a box was slightly misclicked. Paying $300 for therapy so someone can tell you to journal more. Our dystopia, it isn't metal and fire. It's beige and backlit. It's a coffee shop charging $9 for sadness in a compostable cup. It's a society where billionaires are celebrated for launching themselves into space while half the country can't afford a dentist. You're not in danger. You're just exhausted. You're not being hunted, you're being billed. They say you're free. You can choose your brand of toothpaste, your streaming service, your preferred form of digital surveillance, but try opting out of capitalism. Try living without a credit score. Try disappearing. Good luck with that. You'll be back, and Amazon will remember your shoe size when you return. Dystopia today wears a hoodie. Talks about company culture, and invites you to mindfulness workshops while your rent eats half your paycheck. It's subtle. It's polite. And it's killing you slowly. But hey, there's a promo code. So here's where I ask, what do we do? Okay, so we're here. It sucks. Now what? Burn it down? Tempting, but illegal, and I'm not sure that's ultimately the answer. But here are some feasible options. One, disengage strategically. Turn off notifications. Step away from the dopamine slot machine. Resist being available 24/7. Your soul needs boundaries. Number two, get weird. Real dystopia hates authenticity. So just be weird. Be inconvenient. Strive to be ungovernable. Make your own art. Say what you actually think. Buy socks that don't match. You get the idea. Number three, touch reality. Nature, real conversations, a cat's butt. They can't monetize your connection to dirt yet. Number four, find your people. You're not the only one who thinks this whole thing feels like a slow mental breakdown in 4K. Find the other glitchy humans. Make something together, even if it sucks. So, living in a dystopia doesn't mean you're doomed. It means you're paying attention. If you feel tired and disillusioned or suspicious of anyone telling you to grind harder, good. That's your brain rejecting the propaganda. You're not dysfunctional, you're awake, and that in this world is a revolutionary act. So that's about it for me today. If you liked this video, maybe hit subscribe before the algorithm buries it under 800 thumbnails of millionaire productivity hacks and smiling couples who definitely hate each other. Thank you so much. See you next time.